Now watch this. Genesis 1:26. Listen to these verses. We're going to take our time and look at them. He said, and God said, who said?
God.
Who is in authority? God said. Now listen to what? You don't turn here, just put it down. I need to read this one. And I'll tell you what, see, God said, but listen. Hebrews 1:3 said, being, talking about Jesus, God said, he was getting ready to make man. Don't you turn there. Just hold it. Just listen to this. Who being in the brightness of his glory, talking about Jesus, who being in the brightness of his glory, and the express, or if you want to use another word, the exact image. The exact image and person of God. The express image of his person. He was an exact express image of God person. And one scripture said it was God in Christ. It was God in man. God has come on the inside of man. You know what I start saying? And I'm gonna stay on it. I'm going to stay on it. And it will help you if you do it. You know what I start saying? God is on the inside of me. He is. God is on the inside of me. Boy, that won't do something to your spirit. Something wrong with you. God is on the inside of me. Just think about it. All you see and don't see created that. And he's right here. Because most time we'll look up in heaven. I know he's thrown up there, but he's right here too. He's right here. Right here. Right here. On the inside of me. So he is the express, the King James said, he is being in the brightness of his glory, express image of his person, upholding how many things? All things by the word of his power. When he has by himself purged our sins and set down the right hand of majesty. But the point I want you to see, God said, I'm going to make man in our image. And so I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but I'll catch up, okay? And so let's go back to Genesis. Genesis up there, Genesis 1. He said, God said, let us make man how? In our image, after our likeness. Let them have what? We just went through that word dominion. And he said, let them have dominion. Well, it's so important that we listen to every word. Let them have dominion where? Over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, over some. Not all there, some. Just where you live. No. Just in Houston.
Oh.
No. Just in Mississippi.
Oh.
How much?
Oh.
All the earth and over. If it move on the earth, we are supposed to take dominion. I don't care what the name of it is. I don't care what it is or what it looked like. We take dominion. We have dominion, and we need to use our dominion. So he said. So when he said how he said this is the way we're going to create man. This is what he's going to do, and this is what we're giving him. So when he said it. God always say words. that bring forth what he said. Hallelujah. So verse 27 says, so God did what? As he said it, he created man. He designed them and said, this is what he's going to be like us. So he created him like himself. And God said, and so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. Male and female created he them. And then after he created them, he blessed, and God blessed them. God did what? God blessed them. And we talk about, we've talked about the blessing before. He empowered them. He enabled them to prosper, to produce, to bring forth, to rule, to reign in authority. God blessed them, and the blessing was to bring peace, joy, fulfillment, success, prosperity, victory, living. I mean, man was designed to live like God. God didn't have anything missing, anything broken in his life. Can you find anything about God broken, missing, out of place, out of order? What would be your answer? Well, then God created man on this earth to be just like him. And man was created just like God. And then God said to the man when he created him, he said, and God blessed him, and God said unto them, be fruitful. What was it on earth that could stop man from being fruitful? Not a single thing. God said, be fruitful. Be what? Be fruitful. Then he said, multiply. Right? Then he said, replenish. That means put back. Then he said, subdue. And we found out the word subdue means what? To do what? It means to have to rule in a place where you have complete authority, where you conquer whatever that's out there, you conquer it. Whatever's in this earth, you master it. Are y'all hearing me? But look what society and this world of darkness has done to us. If you don't go to some, and thank God for what we have, but if you don't go to some universe, you know, you don't matter. That's the way most society treats people. And we accept it, we accept that, and we live under that. But God says it's time for you to move. Because if you develop your mental mentality without spirituality, you're a wreck going to happen.